finding the right person to spend the rest of your life with. He wants you to be wise, and he wants you to be equipped with wisdom. Now, let me give you some guidelines for choosing a good marriage partner. Number one, avoid fatal attractions and codependent relationships. What's a fatal attraction? Is when someone tells you if they can't have you, no one else will either. Run! Get out of it. Because a lot of time they might be like playing, but they ain't playing. When they say, if I can't have you, nobody else gonna have you, they really mean that. And so you can get caught up into something like that. So when you're dating someone or find somebody that you're interested, you have to make sure that they don't have something in their character that where they can't live without you and where they think they can't make it without you, because you could set yourself up for a fatal attraction where a person say, if I can't have you, ain't nobody gonna get you, and then you are really in bondage then. All right, codependency. That's when a person say they can't live without you and that they will take and demand things of you, but they give very little in return. Codependent people are takers, not givers. They'll always demanding things of you, always wanting you to do things. You have to always be on their schedule. You have to always do it their way. You have to always be in a place where they can put their hands on you. You know what I'm talking about? What do I mean by that? That means that they always calling you. They always checking up on you. They want to know where you at, who you with. I mean, it's just excessive. Now, some of that's okay, because husband and wives have to be accountable to each other. But I'm talking about when it's a compulsion. That when you are out of their presence for 15 minutes, they won't you checking in with them. If it's like that while you're dating, you just get ready after you get married. So you want to avoid fatal attractions or codependent relationships. When you get in a relationship, maybe you find somebody you really like, and you find out that they have those tendencies, you need to actually start praying and say, now, is this really what I want for the rest of my life? When a person can't stand you being out of their presence, where they have such deep insecurity of fear of losing you, that they got to always know where you at. Okay, number two, only consider someone who loves you, respects you, and treats you well. If they mistreat you while you're dating, they're going to mistreat you after you get married. That means you want to consider someone who respects your values and doesn't pressure you to violate or compromise them. Sometimes you'll have a person that want to keep themselves pure, and they fall in love with somebody, and for a while they go along with you and say, well, yeah, I understand that. And you tell them, look, ain't gonna be no sex before we get married. They're okay, that's fine. They in love with you. But after about 6 months, they start saying, you know, it's been 6 months. How long we got to be together for we mean you can, you know? So now they're putting pressure on you to violate some values that you have. Okay, that ain't the right person for you. Because if they'll step over your values, they'll step on you. If they'll step on and just trample on you, what you believe and what you hold dear, I'm going to tell you, they'll do the same thing to you.
Yeah. That's right.
So you don't want to get involved with somebody that doesn't have respect for what you believe. You will make a mistake if you marry somebody like that, if they don't respect what you believe. You're a believer, and you go out there and you marry somebody that's a non-believer. They have no respect for the God you serve, will cuss you out, mistreat you, talk about you bad, won't be a gentleman for you.
Amen.
You want somebody who's going to honor you and admire the qualities that make you you. I remember something Cece told me after we had been dating a while. She said, Greg, I just wanted somebody that was going to love me for me.
Amen. Amen.
And the qualities that I saw in her, I fell in love with the qualities she had. I said, man, she loved God. She got a lot of joy. She's this beautiful person on the inside. So I can live with that for the rest of my life. You know, all of us got a flesh too, though. Yeah, I got one too. So we see other side of each other, but it's not overwhelming. Because the predominant character in our life is that we want to please God. So even if we get off course, guess what? We got the Holy Ghost working in us that's always pulling us back right. And so if we mess up, we're back apologizing to each other. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I mistreated CC one time. I did. I can't remember what it was. And thank God, because when you forgive, I'm going to tell you, there is a supernatural power that enables you to forget. I just don't remember all the bad stuff. If you've had a good life together, all you remember is the good. Now, you can remember that you used to have a little trouble. You say, but child, you know, you just got to go through the bad time. And you remember the good stuff. Well, I remember one time, I don't know if I had talked to her wrong or something like that. And I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost got all over me. See, women, that's the kind of man you want to marry. You want to marry a man that love God, because God will talk to him for you. And you ain't got to be yapping all the time. Running that man on the rooftop. Sending that man out in the woods. If you nag all the time, that's what's going to happen. He's going to end up on the rooftop. That means out of the house. In the wilderness means out of the house, not where you are. He ain't coming home in the evening. He come home at bedtime. If he come home at all. So you have to have somebody that honors you and admires the qualities that you have. You want someone that's going to be supportive of your dreams and not going to step on and just tell you, oh, you don't need to be thinking about all of that. You want someone who's committed to unconditional love, that they love you enough to lay down their life for you, that they don't always have to have it their way. You only marry someone you genuinely love and that you're not infatuated with. Make sure you really love them. Okay, that's all under number two. Only consider someone who loves you, respects you, and treats you well. If you're being mistreated while you're dating, I'm going to tell you, it's only going to be amplified after you get married. So you want somebody going to honor you, love you, that go out of their way, do things for you, and there's a give and a receive in the relationship. It's not one person just take, 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 take. It's not just one person wanting their way all the time. Listen, it's hard to mask who you really are. And see, and another thing right along with this here, don't always be sucked in by the words that people say to you. How many of you know everybody got them lines? I love you. Everybody say that. I love you with all my heart. Girl, my heart belongs to you. Everybody got them words. So you don't want to just be listening to what they say. You need to look at their actions, because the actions of a person reveal their true character. Look at what they do. Don't be listening to all that sweet stuff in your ear. Look at what they do. Ask them to do something for you that's inconvenient for them. You'll start finding out right then. All right, number three, make sure you're equally yoked. Now, I'm talking to a Christian audience here, people that are born again. That means you're both saved. You have common beliefs and values, that you both are anchored in the Word. You're going to live by the Word. Sometimes you can have two people that's saved, but they don't believe alike at all. So you want to make sure that there ain't going to be no conflict. When Cece and I went for marriage counseling, I thank God for the man that counseled us. His name was Reverend Tutson. But he sat there in the session that we had with him. He said, now, you grew up in a Baptist church. She grew up in a Catholic church. Y'all going to have any problems with what you believe? He wanted to know. You going to have any problem with what you believe? Y'all raised with different background religiously. You going to have any problem how you believe? I said, no. We had a Bible there. I say, we both believe this. This is what we live by right here. We don't care what the Baptists say. We don't say what the Catholics say. What really governs our life is what this Word say. Amen. We're going to line up with this. He said, all right, no problem, no problem. He said, you're going to have a problem how you raise your children. Now, Cece didn't get many spankings when she was growing up. because she was a good girl. She's scared of a whooping. Now, Daddy gave me whoopings. But I said, see, you know, we're going to raise our children. I said, we're going to raise our children according to the Bible. Bible have things in there about how to discipline your children. I said, we're just going to follow the prescription in the Bible. We're just going to do what the Bible say do. No problem there. Got any problem with your finances? No, we both givers. You know, we balance each other. I'm more conservative. She more like the spin. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But I balance her out. And if it wasn't for her, you know, in some things there, we wouldn't have nothing. Because I'd be saving everything. We might be living out our car, but we got money in the bank. We got money in the bank. That's all right. Fold that seat down there. Get one of the ones that fold down. Put a pillow in the back of that thing back there. We all right? Hey, we all right? Hey, there's a shade tree you can park on that night. So we balance each other. So, you know, I put a constraint on her with the spending. She put a constraint on me with being stingy. I'm not stingy. I'm just conservative. I'm not a stingy person. That's not it. But I'm real conservative. I don't like to waste money. She don't like to waste either. But most women, y'all know y'all shoppers. I mean, y'all just made different than us. You know, you go out there in the mall, you might find one man store out there in the whole mall. Who they build a mall for? The mall is built for the women. Think about it. I went into a mall up there in Monroe. I said, y'all got a men's shoe store? No, we ain't got one. Y'all don't even have a men's shoe store in the mall? No. And you look around all these women's shoe stores. Yes. Listen, people in the world have figured out that it's a woman that's spending the money. The man is the one making it in most cases, and the woman's the one spending it. Go to the grocery store today. Go out there in Sam's. Count the number of women you see and the number of men. Case closed. You gotta have, when we're talking about being equally yoked, common beliefs and values, common interests and hobbies. Now you can have different things that you like to do, but you ought to have something in common. You won't marry somebody you ain't got nothing in common with. You won't even be able to find a good conversation.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
We need to Jesus. We need to Jesus. We need to Jesus. We need to Jesus. Yeah, Lord.